Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. We
Woohoo!
are here. We're hanging out. It's been a long time. I'm still away, but
Yeah.
I'll be back by next episode. I leave tomorrow morning, actually, which is good. Gia, what's going on? We've had quite the break. It's
Yeah,
been.
it seems like we both have really been enjoying ourselves, taking this nice. The break was very much needed.
Oh, God, yeah.
We were both in Europe. You're in Europe right now, and I was in Italy. You're in Greece. Just a lovely, lovely time. Good food. You know the family vacation is good when there's no fighting. There was no
Oh my God,
fights.
right?
Yep.
That was like when I was with my parents and I was talking about it last week. That was it, no fighting, no issues, no, like
No
it was great.
drama.
That always feels good, especially too. I'm always so jealous of your Italy trip. Everybody kept asking me if I was gonna pop over and meet you there. And I was like, I mean, I wish, like one
I
of these
wish,
days.
but I
So
think you
I
got
know.
to Greece like right when I l left.
I think so. I got here on the 3rd. So, because
Okay,
I
yeah,
had
I
to.
left on the 5th, so.
Yeah, right. So, whatever. But so, what I'm doing right now is, well, it's the last day where I'm like heading to dinner and I leave for the airport at like 6 a.m. or something. But I have been on a retreat that I'm hosting. And so, everyone here is like, Taylor Watch fans. They're hanging out, having a good time. They love Barstool. They love everything. And they've been so kind. And so, we've had like just a really good time. Shout out to all my besties that I've made on this trip.
Is everything been going smoothly?
Everything's been going smoothly. It's very so we're in a we're in Scythia, let me think how to pronounce it. Scythinia, I think is how you pronounce it.
Ooh.
It's a peninsula north of Athens in Greece. And it's just like, beautiful seas everywhere, wonderful beaches, like very like laid back, like almost like I've not been like dressing up really, you know what I mean? Like it's like jean shorts, like bathing suits. Everybody's on the beach until 8
I
p.m.
love
Like
that.
everything, yeah, it's amazing, and it's so kind. And or everybody's been so kind. And I came here last year with Kat Marnell. I think I talked about it on here too. And so now this time I was hosting this retreat, and so the people that are here are great and fun. And now it's the last time, last night, and I'm devastated. But it didn't start until the 3rd, so I had a late start to our little trip.
Nice. Well, that's
And
lovely. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
I am enjoying myself. When you said the food made me think. I have eaten, I would say, my entire body weight in tomatoes at this point. There are so many good tomatoes here, and I
That's
can't stop talking about them. Like that's just all I like, just tomatoes and a little bit of olive oil, some cucumber, like
Yeah.
that's all I've been eating this whole
I
time.
don't know how America hasn't adapted like the actual Greek salad where it's like no lettuce and it's just all the tomatoes, the feta, the cucumber, red onion. Ooh, it's so
Yes,
freaking
it's the
good.
best. It
Yeah.
is the best. And I can't get enough of it. We have it. We go to the same like restaurant every night because we're like friends with them. So they hook us up. And we always have like the same stuff, like varying, depending on
Yeah.
the day. But we always have the salads first. And I said today I'm gonna ask for a just a bowl of tomatoes as my farewell. I'm gonna go and be like, excuse me. Can I just have a bowl of tomatoes?
Yeah.
It's just but yeah, so it's lovely. It's been great. I am excited to come back though. It's been a while since I've been in my apartment, and it's been a while since I've been in the office because we had the dozen and it kind of rolled right into like a bunch of other shit. So I'm excited to get back and
Yeah. The
loving it.
vibes are a little low today. I mean, it's so gross in New York right now. Honestly, like you shouldn't like be excited to come back. It's been disgusting the past 2 days. But
That's what I heard. I've been getting nonstop emails from like Con Edison saying like heat wave advisory, blah blah blah, whatever. And I'm like, oh God,
no,
like
I what
yeah,
I,
yeah,
like
right.
I
I'm
almost
excited.
had like a freak out with my freaking headphones. Like I was sweating so much and my headphones were like absorbing my sweat. So gross. I was like, I have to buy earbuds now because it's too hot in New York to even wear normal over the head headphones. It's so
No, it's
gross.
crazy. Well, yeah, it's like wearing earmuffs. You
Yeah, literally.
can't do that. So yeah, okay, that sucks. All right, I'm not looking forward to it anymore. Now I
Yeah,
don't want
sorry.
to. Now I
Not
want to
to
cancel my
kill
flight.
your vibe, but it has been nice to be back. It's nice to see everyone. It's always funny because I feel like every time we come back from break, like all the boys have like new haircuts and like they have a
Oh
little
yeah, oh
tan. They're
yeah.
all feeling themselves. It's very cute. So it's been nice to see everyone.
Yeah, that'll be so nice. I look forward to it. People probably forget what I look like at this point, so I have to remind them.
Exactly.
I'll also be coming back with a tan, and maybe I'll cut my bangs on the way.
Love.
But in this time that we've been gallivanting around Europe and just living our lives, so has Taylor and so has Travis, and the tour goes on. And so much has happened since we last talked to you guys, and we're gonna try to make sure we hit everything.
Yeah.
Little things, but it's all very concert related, which I think is like, I don't know if that's because there's just all eyes on her concert at all times, or if everybody's so bored that like we're only talking about like the little things that happen at the concert.
Yeah.
But I wanted to start off with a little shit talking.
Okay. Is this
The
Dumois?
yes, it
Okay,
is.
thank
And
God. This is
I,
first on my list too.
first of all, I mean, we've already canceled them. They're dead to us. Like we hate them. They're not a reliable source. We already know that, whatever. However, they continue to post lies and post bullshit about Taylor and now Travis. And the lie in question was that Travis was out for a boys' night, like hiding in the back of a car, not to be seen, like as if he was like sneaking around, like.
She says he was with Tristan Thompson and Leonardo DiCaprio, which is like the two biggest fuckboys on planet Earth.
The most ridiculous shit
Yeah.
I've ever heard in my life.
He just
And
wasn't
thank
with them.
God. No, it just was a lie, by
Yeah.
the way. He was at a wedding in at the exact time that this like picture is being taken, he was at a wedding. And then like I swear to God, 6 hours later, he was in Dublin,
Yeah.
like just landing in Dublin, surprising Taylor on stage. So as usual, Dumas can eat shit. And I
Yeah.
just like can't believe that they keep getting away with
It
this.
was
Like
the
I
way that they like grid posted it, and like the caption was like, "Inside scoop, like Travis was out like partying all night with Tristan Thompson, blah blah blah." Meanwhile, there's literal videos of him at this wedding. Like, I think he was at this restaurant that maybe he like crossed paths with Leo. Like, he might have been at the same restaurant or something like that, but he
right.
was very much at that wedding. Like, he was not gallivanting around with Tristan Thompson and Leonardo DiCaprio and then like going to the Dublin Eras Tour to like make up for it or like do a PR stunt. Like, it's just insane to me that people will just believe whatever is posted online, especially Dumois, and they know people believe what they post, and to like just put that narrative out. And then all these people were commenting like, "This isn't true. Like, where are you getting this information?" Whatever. And they were being so condescending, like replying to people, being like, "Well, we didn't say like it was specifically blah, blah, blah. And we didn't say that he was specifically at this place." Like, you posted a grid post saying that you guys had the inside scoop. Like, you know what you're doing. You know the narrative that you're pushing. And like, it's just so exhausting. They're the worst.
That's exactly what it is. They push this narrative and then they like feign ignorance when people freak the fuck out and call them out for lying and call them out for just spewing bullshit and like trying to connect dots that don't exist. And like you said, like placing him in the same place at the same time as these people, when maybe all of these people have at one point in time been at the same place, but not all at the same time. And it makes no fucking sense. They know what they're doing. And like you said, when people start to pick up on it, they are extremely condescending and rude. And they like, it's almost like they want to like twist. They accuse people of twisting their words. Like, well, we never said that. We didn't do that. It's
Yeah,
like, but that was the
exactly.
implication. And that's the fucking problem. And I think that like so many people act like this online where they know that they're implying something and then they backtrack when everyone's like, well, what the fuck? And they're like, well,
Yeah.
that's not what I was doing. It's like, especially these like stan accounts and the people that talk shit and whatever. It's like they always do this. But Dumas is the number one offender. And as usual, like, do not believe anything that they say. Like, it's
Yeah.
just, it's crazy. Unless like the only thing I will say about Dumas right now that they were right about because they had photos was Paul Mescal and Gracie Abrams having lunch. And
Yeah.
a photo of that. And they were like, they're having lunch. Okay, yes, that's a fact because they're sitting there at lunch and we see it and it's whatever. Like
Yeah.
that's like sure, fine. Everything else they do, especially where it concerns Taylor Swift, like she does not fuck with them. And Tree Payne made that clear. So anything they say about Taylor or Travis is incorrect. And let's not forget that Dumas was friends with Travis's old
Pia.
publicist, that Pia,
Yeah.
spreading all that bullshit around. Like it's absolute garbage. And I don't understand how that's like site is still up and running. Like how they still do it. Like it's garbage.
Yeah,
It's the
garbage,
equivalent
trashy.
of a star magazine in the thing. We've said it a million times. Like it's just if you want to
Yeah,
go
they're
look
like a
at something
modern day like tabloid magazine.
completely. It's worse than even like a Perez Hilton though. And I know that I've said this before. Like they literally make shit up and people believe it and it's sick. And
Yeah.
we like abolish Dumas already. Like I'm done. Like, when are they going to get hit with a lawsuit that like they can't come back from? You know, like I'm
Yeah.
just so sick of their bullshit, and I just can't believe that that here we are talking about it again. It's
Do
just
you think
insane.
they can't get sued because they're all like, oh, this is like alleged, like, this
I'm
is.
sure that they, yeah, I'm sure that they're the verbiage they use is specific. So when people start calling them out like this, they get so weird and like, we didn't specifically say this. Like,
Right.
I don't think like sue based on an implication, but I do think that it's just like shady shit. And I mean, I don't know, like the money must be worth it. It's like, I don't know. I don't understand like why, what's her name? Melissa. I don't understand
Yeah,
why she
Melissa.
like is running this empire of lies for no reason. It's
Yeah.
just like, oh,
And
have a
it's
little
also like,
integrity.
I
Your
feel like
work.
there was a time where Dumas was like pretty credible, like
Yeah, in the
somewhat
beginning.
in the
It used
beginning.
to be good. It
Yeah, and
used to be
then
good
all of a
for sure.
sudden, like it just became like total trash. Like she just takes whatever people give her. Like she will take like the most like not backed up story, like probably from a random ass fucking person and run with it. And it's just like, yeah, it's just turned into something so toxic, and it's just unfortunate because she just keeps coming for Taylor for literally no reason. It's just like so
I know.
annoying.
It just makes me sick, top to bottom. Hate it so much. But anyway, all right. Let's you know, bury them in the
But
ground again and talk
luckily,
about Dumas.
we did get Travis coming to Dublin night three,
Yes.
which was really exciting, and it really seemed like she was surprised. Like it really seemed like she didn't know he was going to be there.
Yeah.
He came during, I think, the folklore set during August is when like
Yes.
they saw
She
like her
had, yeah, during
reaction.
August, because she
Yeah.
was dancing her thing when she saw him. She had her like red slash magenta dress on. Still can't tell. I think it's red. But my thoughts are probably like, you know, he was gonna fly in because he went to a couple other shows after that. Like, and so I'm sure it was like, oh, I'm gonna fly in and I'll meet you like at the hotel or whatever. And somebody, I don't know how people know this, but someone said he like went straight from the airport and whatever. And you know, he's very clearly wearing like a plain outfit. Like you can tell he's got like the white tee, the like pants and the hat. Like he just, you know, that's what I wear on the plane, so I assume. But so he yeah, he showed up, he's all smiles. You know,
Stevie Nicks was
he
there.
Stevie Nicks was there, which that was another thing. Like Stevie Nicks being at the show is so exciting. She played Clara Bow, obviously,
And
for
You're on Your Own,
Stevie.
Kid.
And You're On Your Own, Kid, which is her favorite favorite song. And she,
It's
I couldn't quite tell
Oh, she just said You're on Your Own, Kid reminds her of Christine McVie, right?
I think so. I think that's what she, but she said it like it is an emotional song for her, and that's the song that she like likes the most, I think, or something along those lines. Maybe not specifically this is my favorite, but it's like, yeah, it's
I'm pretty sure
for
she said like when she heard You're on Your Own, Kid, it reminded her of Christine McVie, like after she passed away. Like it reminded her of like their
Oh, okay.
relationship.
I was going off of what, or no. I guess she didn't talk about it in her little speech, because Taylor gave like a nice speech before playing the song, being like, I, you know, I had the song and someone in the audience and you know whatever, and went on about it for Stevie. But so she had on a mask, so I couldn't really tell based on the videos, but I think we can assume based on like how she seemed is that she was crying. She was like wiping her eyes, being emotional, which like you know just immediately made me emotional. Like it's. We all know how that feels, Stevie. We all know, like, it's just
And it's
the
also
sweet.
cool to see someone as iconic and legendary as Stevie Nicks, coming to the show, having such respect for Taylor, and Taylor obviously having such respect for her. I feel like sometimes, I don't know if, I forget who it was, but didn't someone that, I'm forgetting her name, but she was compared to her a lot, Taylor was, and we've talked about her before, and the older woman that's a singer, and she kind of was like, oh, like I don't really like Taylor Swift, whatever. So it's I forget.
Oh God, it's
Joni
a
Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell.
Yes,
Joni
Joni
Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Yeah,
Yes,
yeah.
yes, yes.
Right, and Joni Mitchell was like a little weird about
Yeah,
it,
like a
right? I
little
remember.
sassy.
Which is so shocking. Like, why would you be weird about it?
I know. So it's nice to see like a legendary woman artist, supporting another legendary woman artist, and Stevie Nicks is just so iconic, and
I know. And
the
she's like, she seems like a really kind person and an encouraging person, a supportive
yeah
person, and you know, so we love that. She's
yeah
amazing. She's excellent.
she's
Speaking of this of iconic women, you know, supporting other women, we'll get back to Dublin in a second. But Patti Smith herself went to go perform on stage, and said, like, I'm not Dylan Thomas, but I am Patti Smith, and like
Yeah.
performed, from obviously from Torture Poets Department lyrics,
Very
one
cute.
of our favorite songs, and it was adorable, and that's the kind of thing, like, Taylor, yeah, sure, Taylor put your name in a song, like, you don't have to acknowledge it, but if you're going to acknowledge it, just something fun like that, like, but I am Patti Smith, like, it's just, and she knows Dylan Thomas, like, knew Dylan Thomas, and it's just it's an exciting thing. It's really sweet. It's sweet to see all the excitement.
Also, Julia Roberts was in the VIP tent that night too. All
Wait, wait.
over Travis Kelce,
I
like
forgot that's not on my list. I completely forgot about Julia Roberts, and we need to bring up at the same time. So, okay, there's too much of Julia. So she's there. Travis shows up. She is loving up on
She
Travis,
was
like just
rubbing his
rubbing
chest, rubbing his
his chest, like
arms.
hugging him. Did you see the hug where she like would not let go, and he like went to go out like 10 times and she would not let go, like maybe she had some wine or something, like I don't know what, but the best part of that whole thing is what transpired afterwards. Were you keeping up with Nikki Glaser's stories about this with her
I
parents?
saw, So
So
funny.
I like so Nikki Glaser has been to like she I think just attended I was chatting with her the other day, and she had just attended her 13th show. And I think now at this point, she's on her 16th show. Like, since she went
Crazy.
to all the Dublin shows, she went to a couple of Amsterdam shows, like with her mom, and both of her parents were with her at one show. And then the next morning, she was showing her mom and her dad the videos of Julia Roberts with Travis. And her mom goes, "Oh, that's a little gross, Julia. Like, a little bit, whatever." And fucking like Us Weekly and like all these outlets, like gossip outlets, started picking it up and was like, Nikki Glaser's mother calls Julia Roberts gross for
Oh
touching.
my God.
So then they're going on, and so then like Nikki is videoing her being like, wow, mom, what do you have to say, like, do you have a formal apology to issue? And she's like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said gross, but I do think she was touching up on him too much, and like went off about it. And so every like 5 minutes there was a new article about like Nikki Glaser's parents and Julia Roberts. It was just so funny.
To briefly bring up Nikki Glaser, I actually posted a TikTok. It got like maybe like 500 views, like 30 likes, but it was to the Nikki Glaser sound where she's like, Taylor Swift is my best friend, and I don't even know her. And Nikki was the only person to comment on it. She just like randomly commented on it. And I was like, oh my God, hey, Nikki Glaser, like, I love you. Like, come on our
Hey girl,
show.
what's
'Cause I know
going
that you guys
on?
are friendly. She was on the other line. And I was like, oh
Well, she's
my God,
amazing, and she really is living out like every Swiftie dream. Like, she's been to, yeah, I think when I was chatting with her, she was on her way to her, let's see, she was on her way to her 15th, and I think that was the Amsterdam, one of the Amsterdam shows.
Yeah,
And
she was at the Amsterdam show because she went viral again because she was saying that Travis like sprinted backstage after the show after the Tavis mashup.
right. Yes, she goes, yeah. It was, let's see, last Friday she was at her 15th. So she
Wow.
goes, I'm going to my 15th Eras show tonight. Who's afraid of little old me? Taylor should be, LOL. And I was like, dying. It's true. She's been to so many, and I'm so jealous. Like, and she's such a huge fan. So it's like, it's exciting to see. But I love watching her stories. Like, I get, I can see every show she goes to. I watch all of them so I can see what happened at the shows. So it's just excellent. But
Yeah, but that was so funny
so
with Julia.
funny.
I tweeted, I was like, Julia Roberts is a national treasure, but like, girl, like, hands off the merchandise. Like,
No, for
have some
real. And
couth.
that it was so yeah. Where's have some coots. Do you watch Jersey Housewives?
No.
I don't usually, but I was with my brother. We were watching it, and Melissa Gorga the other day was like, have some coots, for like an argument or whatever. I've been saying it ever since. I love
I
it.
love that word,
Have some coots,
couth.
Julia. Me too. It's the best.
All right, guys, quick break for our besties over at Bull & Branch. You guys know them. We love them so much. They are the best, best, best. And they are having their best sale of the season coming up. So take this chance to upgrade your bed and sleep better for years to come. Get 20% off site-wide and save on bestsellers like Bull & Branch's signature hem sheets. They feel buttery soft to the touch and they're super breathable. So they're perfect for the warmer and cooler weather. And their signature sheets are made with 100% cotton using the highest quality threads that are completely traceable. I can't talk more about how much I love Boll & Branch. I use their sheets. Kelly uses their sheets.
They are seriously so special. Like, I never understood the importance of having high quality sheets. I think, throughout high school, college, whatever, you're just using these crappy sheets because like, you're just gonna replace them, whatever. It is the time to invest in good sheets because they seriously change your sleep and they change like your skin, your hair. It just helps with everything and it's just so nice. And Bull & Branch is the best, and their signature sheets are loved by millions of sleepers and have over 11,000 five-star reviews. I'm in there with the 5 stars. I'm in there with the 10 stars. Like, I can't rave more about how great they are. And they also have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, which means you can wash, style, and sleep in your sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them for any reason, you can send them back with free returns on all U.S. orders, which is huge. I mean, like, that's like, why would you not do that if you can try them out? And if you don't like them, just send them back. I mean, that's a perfect deal, I feel like, because it's a lot of money. So if you want to take that investment, it's worth it to see if you like it. And if you don't like it, you can send it back. It's amazing. So get the best savings of the season during Bull & Branch's annual summer event. For a limited time, you can get 20% off site-wide, plus free shipping and a free gift with qualifying purchases at bullandbranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Bull & Branch, Bollandbranch, branch.com, promo code TaylorWatch for 20% off and a free gift. Who doesn't love a free gift? And exclusions apply, and see site for details.
But also, speaking of legends, U2 sending Taylor those beautiful flowers as she arrived in
I
Dublin.
guess they did that the last time she was in Dublin too, which is
Yep.
sweet. Love Bono.
So sweet. Love Bono. Love, he's a good guy. He's a good
U2
guy.
gets a lot of hate because they put their music on everyone's iPods in like 2017, whatever that was. But I
No,
grew up
yeah, that was
loving
in like
U2.
that was in like 2005. Like that
Oh.
was like 20 years ago they did this.
Are you
Like it was the
sure?
first, you know, I think they did it again, but it was like the first time iTunes ever came out, like you got your iPhone and U2's album was loaded on it. Like I
No, it was
remember it happened.
2013.
Was that the
Songs of
first?
Innocence. It turned into a
Damn.
PR nightmare, yeah.
I thought it was way earlier than that.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. So that, well, I guess that is still 10 years ago now
Yeah,
at
it
this point,
is.
11
You're
years
right,
ago.
yeah.
So it's like, what the fuck, you know? But anyway, so yeah, they get a bad rap because they did that. And right, it was a PR nightmare. Everybody hated it. But they're good guys and they're sweet, they're kind, whatever. So, you know, snaps for our Irish kings.
Yeah.
The Irish really rolled out the red carpet for Taylor, so we appreciate that. And so did they did the same in Amsterdam. Amsterdam was really good to her too. Everybody was super excited.
Wait,
I
I want to
loved the
talk
video.
about Travis on New Heights really quick before we get into Amsterdam.
Oh, good call. I
Yeah,
forgot about New
because that
Heights. Yeah.
happened in between Dublin and
Yes.
Amsterdam. And honestly, so Travis was on, obviously it was the season finale with Jason, and they were talking about Travis going on stage. The thing that shocked me the most was that it was Travis's idea.
You know what? That didn't shock me at
Oh,
all.
really?
I was almost like, of course it was. Like,
Yeah.
but I also think like it's one of those things where, you know, you say it like, oh my God, wouldn't that, like he kind of explained it like this, like, wouldn't it be so funny if I just like did this? And
And we had
then,
the same idea with him on the bike.
right, with the bike,
Yep.
I know. And so, but I'm not surprised that he like brought it up, probably like definitely meaning it to be a joke. And then, you know, Taylor, she's like, yeah, let's fucking do that. Like, absolutely hilarious, so funny. It sounds like he had a really good time like prepping for it. Like it sounds
Yeah.
like everybody, like dancers, he has so much respect for them. It's so sweet, like the way he talks about the whole like team, crew, like everybody, whatever. But go on about how, because I actually only saw clips of New Heights. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah, he just was talking about how Taylor like basically was like that would be so fun, and then she kind of picked like the perfect moment for him to come on. They did like one night of preparation, whatever, and basically he was just like, my biggest concern was don't drop the baby, like don't drop the merchandise, don't drop the prize. He said that he was like thinking about maybe doing like a fun move with her in his arms, but then he was like, I don't want to risk anything.
Nope.
And then he said that he was.
The don't drop the baby was so funny, where he's like, don't drop the baby.
Yeah.
They're like, hold the football.
Yeah,
Like
hold the
it's
football. Yeah. So
hilarious.
funny. A ball control. And what else did he say? He was just saying, like, you know, how he has so much respect for Taylor, so much respect for the dancers, everything like that. And then he also said, you know, maybe next time I'll do something new, like, you know, maybe if there's a next time. And yeah, that's kind of it. It was pretty brief. They kind of just, and he just was like, it was super fun. You know, we wanted to pull out all the big, she wanted to pull out all the big stops for London. And that's kind of it. Wasn't
Yeah,
too
it
many
was.
details, honestly.
It sounded like, sorry, I still got this cough going.
No, you're fine.
It sounds like, right. It sounds like it was just, it really was just like organic fun. Like it wasn't so, like overplanned. And I think that like seeing it on stage, like that was probably the best way to do it because it made it seem just like fun and silly versus like something robotic or whatever. So I just think they went about it in the perfect way. Like it was fun, it was cute. And I think you're right. I think we're definitely gonna see him again doing something else.
I think so too.
And I'm sorry, we need to
Wait, but
I don't
also,
know
I
if
don't know
we're
if we will, because I think this was his last time of being able to go to the show.
good point. Because he starts football soon. Oh, he's got a job. It's
He's got
like
a job. Preseason
he's
starts
we
August
forget.
1st.
Yeah, we forget what it's like. Well, no, but she's got a couple shows this week during the week in Zurich.
Okay,
So like
maybe he'll come out in
Tuesday,
Zurich
like
then.
Wednesday, Thursday or Tuesday, Wednesday, I forget. And she has and I think like Germany's after. She's got a few like coming up in the next
Yeah,
week or
she's going to
so.
like Pol she's going to Warsaw. She's going all over the place.
Warsaw, yeah. So you never know. However, yes, I think you did great. I think that it's like silly and fun. But wait, we need to discuss because I don't know. And I need our Taylor Watch listeners to tell us whether or not Pam has always been reputation inside the box during Look What You Made Me Do when they're, you know, when they're all in the boxes. I don't think I've ever seen him in there. And
I
I'm
think
thinking
I
maybe.
have.
You think you have? Okay, because I felt stupid, but remember we said that it wouldn't be hilarious if Travis was like in the boxes, and then we saw Cam being Reputation like the next
I
day, and I
think
was like,
Cam
I swear,
commented on like an Instagram or something. It was like, guys, like I've done this before or something like
oh, did
that.
he?
I
Okay, I missed that. I missed
think.
that. Okay, because I've never noticed it before, and it was hilarious. Like I loved it. It was just as funny as we thought. So like in my head, they're like I think they're similar in height. Like Cam is pretty tall. And so I think that means like Travis could fit in there too. So never know.
Yeah, that I would love to see Travis back on the stage. I hope maybe she can pull something off before he goes back to work, goes back to
Yeah,
football.
I agree. Also, Gracie Abrams, again, we're talking about her again. She went on like a radio show or something. I forget exactly what show she went on, but she talked about, because she also performed with Taylor that night, the night that Travis came out during the show, and he went on like right before her, and that's what she was talking about, like, oh, he went on right before me, whatever. And they were talking right before, and he told her she was like nervous, and he was like, "Don't worry, I'll do something stupid and like look foolish so you look good when you come on." I thought that was just a cute thing to
He's
say, you
so
know?
sweet. Like,
Just so kind,
he
yeah, like
just
such a fine
really
lady.
seems so kind.
He's so unafraid to just be like the big dumb doofus. Like he's so down to just like be goofy and fun. And I just like I like it about him. I think that, you know, I've talked about it before, how it used to bother me. I didn't think it was genuine, but I think he just is. I think he's a genuine guy. I think he's a genuine guy. I
He
think he
also
might write
said
his
on
own
New
lyrics every
Heights
week.
that he was like waiting for the perfect moment to pull out that Dumb and Dumber move, and he was like, this was like my moment to shine. Like, I've literally been waiting my whole life to do that dance, and this was my moment.
It's just hilarious. And it's just, that's so typical. Like, of course he's like trying to do a dance from Dumb and Dumber. Like, of course. It's incredible. So, all that was going on, all the like, or oh yeah, Travis on New Heights, his conversation, Dublin, blah, blah, blah. One also quick thing in there that Elton John threw out that he'd like to do a collaboration with Taylor as well. And I said, oh, okay.
Okay,
So maybe
Elton, get in line.
keep your eyes peeled for Elton John collaborating with our queen.
I would love that. The Dua Lipa
Yeah.
Elton John song is so good.
It is. So is the Britney Spears one. The Britney Spears Elton John. They have one too. It's
Is it
they
for
have
the Trolls movie?
it's Hold Me Closer, I think is the one, right?
Oh, I don't
I've
know.
been talking about this all week, by the way, because I saw the Elton John thing and then I was like, who did he collab with? And it was Dua. But then I was like, I'm pretty sure he came on with Britney too. And I thought I confirmed that he did.
I thought Hold Me Closer was the Dua one.
One of them is Dua and one of them is Britney. And I just don't know which is which. Huh. There's another one, I swear.
I always feel like I just only know like Elton John for the past like, oh, Cold Heart is the Dua one, I think.
Cold Heart.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm by you.
Yeah. So what's Hold Me Closer? What's that remix?
I think that's the Britney Spears one. I don't fucking know, y'all.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is Britney Spears. You're right.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming. I swear to God, I've been bringing this up all week and I've not been able to like confirm and everyone just thinks I'm crazy.
That's funny.
Perfect. So let's see.
So then we get into Amsterdam.
But wait, Taylor aside.
Oh.
Quick break to talk about the tea that I really want to hear from BBU Rexha. This is so separate, and I just wanted to bring it up before we forgot it because it happened right in the middle of all this. BB Rexha tweeted out, like, I am being mistreated in the industry, and I have been for a long time, and, like, I'm about to speak my truth. And she still hasn't spoken her truth, but I really am dying to hear what BB has to say. But I bring it up because people don't know, or maybe they do now, but a lot of people for a long time didn't know that BB Rexha writes a lot of major fucking hits. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of things for Rihanna, a lot of things for like other artists all the time that just are so incredibly popular. And she notoriously has been kind of like shoved aside and not really given her flowers and not really given like the attention she deserves or probably like the money she deserves. Like I'm sure it's something along the lines of that. But I wonder, you know, Taylor's busy, obviously, but I do wonder like the, you know, it falls under the mistreatment in the industry category. And I wonder if, you know, if they've ever had a conversation, you know what I mean?
BB
falling down this thing.
Yeah, she's so talented. I actually saw her twice because she opened up for the Jonas Brothers and Nick Jonas. And I remember she opened up for Nick Jonas like so long ago when his solo album came out. And there were all these guys there and they're like, we're here for BB. Like, we're here for BB. I'm like, who the fuck is BB? Like, who's BB? She comes up on stage and she's like, I do this song. I do that song. I do this song. I was like, oh my God. Like, how did I not know BB? I feel like I was living under a rock. But yeah, I feel like has had so many hits and I do want to know what she has to say, but I feel like it's not as juicy as she's like making it out to be. I feel like
probably not.
BB's kind of been like a very vocal, nothing really good happens to me. And like, it sucks that she's like not getting her flowers, but I feel like she was trying to apply that it was like an industry thing, but I think it was just maybe just like a her thing.
I wonder. That's really what I wonder. Like, cause you're right. Whenever the way she was tweeting about it, it's like clearly she wants like, you know, her agent or manager or somebody to see that she's like threatening to expose.
And you also don't want to be like the messy artist that's like airing out all the dirty laundry, you know?
Totally, totally. But I will say that like, even you saying that BB Rexha was opening off the Jonas Brothers, like that should be the other way around. Like BB Rexha, like it's just kind of crazy that she, like, whatever has happened to her and whatever's going on with her, you know, over time, whether it's, you know, I won't say self-inflicted, but it's the situations that she just seems to find herself in, whatever. I do kind of hope we hear about it. And I wonder, like, it's just, I'm just now, because of all the stuff with Taylor and obviously her, you know, all the re-recordings and how she's just become this like pillar for like getting the respect and the money that you're owed and deserved and these things. Like, I see more and more of these artists like speaking up for themselves. And I, you know, of course, you know, our world revolves around Taylor. And in my head, like, she gave BB the power to be like, I'm going to spill this tea. Like, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And she's probably just pissed off. Like, yeah. Probably not. But I wanted to bring that up quick because I was. Cause
everything
I'm still
goes back to Taylor.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the tea. So also, before we talk about Amsterdam, is it true or not? Ooh. I saw a few tweets. I think Pop Bass maybe posted it, but I didn't know. I don't think I saw Taylor post about it. Is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart officially the second single from
that
Richard Powell?
That is a good question. I don't think so. I don't think it's been officially announced. Someone tweeted like, oh, it's being sent to like the Italian radios as like the new single, But yeah, I haven't seen anything since that brief discourse, and then it's kind of been nothing. So I feel like there would be like a, like Taylor Nation would post, like, you know, maybe a music video or something.
We would get like a grid post, I would think. Like a grid post from Taylor, because every time she does, because she does this a lot where, you know, later on after albums come out, she'll make more singles. Like, I mean, the perfect example is Cruel Summer. Cruel Summer became a single off Lover years later.
And I think Karma was Karma became a single after.
I think so. Yeah. Because what was, it was,
Antihero.
What was Antihero. So, yes. And I think Karma became a single, but then same, but like with Torture Poets, the only single right now out of, you know, all 31 songs or whatever is Fortnite still. So I'm sure that we'll get another one, and it would make sense for it to be, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Totally.
So we'll have to keep our finger on the pulse, ear to the ground for that. But I think that Taylor would like do a whole grid post being like, I love this song and you guys have made it, you know, you made it what it is. Like, she always loves it.
Yeah,
like
totally, totally, totally.
We'll have to keep our eyes peeled. On to Amsterdam, where Gia, a moment of silence for you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Like, not even was it just Cowboy Like Me, but like You Are In Love combo. Like, are you trying to make me kill myself? Like, and this really had me posing this question, because Cowboy Like Me is such a special song to me, but it's always to me been kind of like, you know, like a twin flame type of thing where it feels so real that it burns out. Like, it's not, to me, it was never a love song. It was kind of like, we were so alike that we couldn't mesh well together. And I think it's like Travis and Taylor's like love song. Like, I think like Travis might love that song. Like, she's performed it with him in the crowd before. Like, it's, I don't know. It just, and the You Are In Love mashup with it, like, it just really seemed like she sees it as a love song, and it's completely changed my perspective of it. It's obviously still like, but I kind of love it like that. And it's, I don't know. I was like, wait, oh my God. Like, I love this song. Does Travis love this song? Like, do they like listen to this song together maybe? Or like Travis like wears a cowboy hat and he's like, I'm a cowboy like you, you know, like, I don't know. I just, I was devastated, but it did make me feel better thinking about like, maybe like Travis requested the song or something.
For sure. I mean, I obviously felt for you having lost The Lakes and I Hate It Here a few weeks prior. And we both, I mean, she hit both of our pentagons. Okay?
Yeah, big
like,
time.
We're, like, that's it. And so, but it's funny you say that about Cowboy Like Me, because I also have kind of thought that it was like a sad song. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think of it as like a love song. But you know what is another song that I, not a Taylor song, that I had to flip my view on it because I was just like interpreting it incorrectly. John Mayer's Slow Dancing in a Burning Room. I always thought that that song was like a love song about like, oh my God, like we're like, it doesn't matter what goes on. Like, it's only us in this room that's like burning and whatever. Like, that was just kind of like how I interpreted it. And then later to find out, it's like it's literally like
it's like one of the more saddest songs ever. Yeah.
Right. So now when I listen to it, it makes me really sad. But it's like, I used to be like, oh, like doesn't matter what's going on. They're going down together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's kind of how I interpreted it. Yeah. But that, I feel like that's opposite.
Opposite,
for you,
yeah. So now when I'm I listen back to it and I was like, oh my God, yeah, I guess like, I mean, at the end of the day, all these songs are up for interpretation, and like, you can totally make Cowboy Like Me to be a love song, I think. And
for sure.
It was, I mean, I feel like all of the Amsterdam, and obviously we'll get into Night 3, but all of the Amsterdam mashups were just for Travis, it really seemed like. Because the Absolutely. One before that was I'm Gonna Get You Back mashed up with Dress, which is just like the horny anthem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm and he wasn't in like the VIP tent or whatever in Amsterdam. He was like in the box, so no one knew he was there. And she did Dress, and it's like our secret moments in a crowded room. Like, ah! Like, it's just so cute.
I died over that. Oh God, it was just, oh, she really goes all out with the mashups when Travis is there. It's like another reason why I love him to be there, because she just like, she does all the favorites. You know what too? I wonder if she does that. Like, it's one for Travis for sure, but then also too, because the crowd will go fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes the room bigger. You know what I mean? Like, she never does a song that like, you know, she's not doing It's Nice to Have a Friend, like, with Travis there, I don't think. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Right? He wasn't there when she did that. Even though I love that fucking song, But like the
It
whole,
doesn't have the pop.
kind of like, right.
Yeah.
And so I think that she likes to, to turn it up as much as she can when he's in town, which I think is really, really, really sweet.
Yeah.
But what else was I gonna say? There was something else.
They left
Oh, the
together.
box.
Oh.
Him, right. Him being in the box, and I was dying on Swiftie Twitter. People were like how he, I guess he took one photo with a fan like during the show, and but nobody else knew he was there. So later when he walked out and everybody went ape shit and like lost their minds over the fact that he was there and nobody knew, when that picture came out, Swiftie Twitter was like, he took a photo with a fan and we didn't know he was there. Like people were like mad that people weren't detectives enough to like find out that he was up in a box,
Yeah.
So funny.
It was really cute to see them leave together. Like every time I see one of those clips of them leaving together, I'm like I, let me just let me where's the HD angle? Where's where's the back angle? Where's the front angle? Where's the southwest angle? Like I need to see every single movement. It just really
Yes.
warms my heart, like how happy she looks, and like you can just tell they're in like that part of their relationship where they really just like can't keep their hands off each other. Like they have to be
For
touching at all
sure.
times, which is just so cute. And like, oh, they just make like this the clip of him putting his arm around her and kissing her on the head as they're walking out, like just
Wait, is
so.
that the one where is that the one he's done it a couple times, but did you see the one, is it maybe the same video where
He's
she
in the
put takes
matching
his
blue
arm and
set.
when
That
she
I think that
takes his
was
arm and
last
puts
night.
it?
Or
Okay, oh,
night
okay.
three.
That one was that is so like that is such a, I also love how he's always like hyping up the
Yeah,
crowd for
yeah,
her
yeah,
and
yeah.
like, here she
Yeah.
is. It's just
So
so
cute.
like it's just great. They're just great. And it's so nice to see them so happy. And it's just, it's just a, it's inspirational. It's inspirational all around. But before we talk about, oh no, we can talk about the songs. Don't let me forget about Riggs. We need to bring up
Oh my
Riggs.
God, I know.
We'll
But
bring him up after.
yeah, Brittany
Oh, okay.
and Brittany and Ross, Travis and Pat Mahomes were at night three. I think this was Brittany's like first of 2024. Did she go to the Eras Tour in the beginning to the Kansas City one?
Oh yeah, good. Yeah, she did. She was at the one that she was at the one that Travis like also went
Right.
to, and then wanted to give her the bracelet and whatever.
Yeah, she
And oh
liked to
wait, I
comment
also
about like her being there for like the beginning of the relationship and like kind of like setting. I don't know. Wait, let me look up what comment she liked because it was liked comment. Brittany Mahomes likes comment about Chelsea. Oh yeah, seeing very beginning of Travis and Taylor's romance. Oh, someone commented, "Hope you all had a beautiful night together after the concert. You were there at the very beginning on 7:23. What a gift." And Brittany liked that message.
yes, and that is so nice. And also that's what I was trying to figure out, if they were there like it's within a couple of weeks, almost exactly a year ago, where all this started going down. And I think it's a crazy thing to
Crazy,
think about, like
crazy.
how things are so different 1 year later. And it's
Yeah.
just exciting. It's exciting. Everything things change in a year. Like I never
It's
think, I'm like, oh yeah, a year from now I have no idea what the fuck I'm gonna be up to.
yeah.
Like, I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
But I think it's really cute. Did you see the videos of Brittany and Pat dancing to Love Story?
Yeah, very
Or
cute.
Lover? Is there
I think it
Lover
was
or Love
lo
Story?
Lover, I think.
Okay.
They were
When they're
all like
like
very into it. Yeah,
together
holding each other.
twerking.
Yeah.
Really cute. Just a cute,
They're very
mom
cute.
and dad's night out.
And I don't know. I don't know. A lot of people are saying that Travis was tearing up or crying during the Tavis mashup. I mean, I don't want to make any assumptions. It did kind of look like he like wiped a tear away, but who knows? It could have been hot. He could have been sweating. Like who knows? But it seemed like Brittany kind of like poked her head over and like kind of like tapped him on the shoulder. Was like, "Hey, like, are you good?" And then like kind of went back to doing what he was doing. But I just love how every time she does So High School, he's always like horizontal recording it on
Oh
his
yeah.
phone.
It's like his favorite, it's his favorite thing. He loves
Yeah.
it. And his friends love it. Wait, also, we have to give a shout out to Ross Travis because there was a video that we saw. It was Shake It Off playing, and they're up in the box and you can see them all. It was like Travis and then like a bunch of their friends and then Ross Travis. And the part where she does the claps,
Yeah.
the only people that did the claps were Travis Kelce and Ross Travis, and they were both like exactly on point. Like it was just perfect,
So
so good.
funny.
So shout out to Ross for being a true Swiftie. Like he's been a He's been like five shows at this point. Eight
Yeah.
shows, something crazy. Like as many as Travis Kelce at this point. Like
Yeah.
maybe we'll take a few, but do we know how many Travis has been to now? I don't know. I'm not
At
counting.
least five.
At least five.
Yeah. It has to be,
Maybe
it might
more.
be closer to 10 now, I feel like.
That's what I'm saying. Because
Yeah.
he went in Paris, he went in Singapore, he went in Australia a couple nights.
Yeah.
He went,
London. London,
London,
all three nights.
Yep.
Then Dublin, Amsterdam,
Dublin.
two nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
he's like,
over
he's just
10.
there all the time. But yeah, but Ross Travis too. He's been to a bunch.
Yeah.
So they're
People were
certainly more
pointing
than
out that like it's funny how compared to like when they first started going, like now they really know every single song, every move, everything. Like Travis was going so hard during Who's Afraid of Little Old Me. Did you see
it
that
was
clip?
amazing.
Oh my, he was
Yes.
holding onto the railing and like he
Yeah.
was
He's like
doing the
doing the
full
dance.
body rolls. It was so freaking funny. Oh my God. And him dancing to August and Illicit Affairs. It was funny. Him dancing to Illicit Affairs was like so like me and you. He was like, "Don't call me kid. Don't call me babe." So funny.
If he finally feels it in his soul,
yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
Taylor's like giving him therapy now. Like she's therapy for all of us, but he's thinking back. He's like, you know what?
Yeah,
He's
like
like,
he finally
"Don't
gets
call me
it.
kid.
Yeah,
Don't call me baby."
yeah.
Yeah. It's
It's
incredible. It's
so
just so nice. But
cute.
you know what, too, by the way? He's going crazy for all these shows. Like, you know, he's from here on out, he's auditioning every time he's there. You know what I mean? Like, if we see him up in the booth and he's doing the choreography the right way, we might see him out on the stage doing the same thing. Like,
True.
he's just trying to show what he's working with and what he's made of so we can go back on that stage and do it again.
That's
But
hilarious.
it's hilarious. And it's just great vibes all around.
All right, guys, another quick break for my favorite, and it should be your favorite, Way. Way is the best, and they want to give you the confidence to live life your way, especially on wash day. Whether your strands are fine, medium, or thick, Way has shampoo and conditioner that's your type. From volume and shine to deeply hydrating, Way helps you find your way to good hair days every single day. I love Way. I use the detox shampoo. I use the body cleanser. I use the body and hair scrub. I use the leave-in conditioner, the hair oil. I use basically every product that Way has because I used Way even before we were doing these ads. I have loved Way for such a long time, and they make my hair super soft, super shiny. When I'm doing my hair for real, I feel like I see a noticeable difference, especially when I'm, you know, using the leave-in conditioner, my hair stays soft all throughout the day. Or if I'm blow drying my hair and then I use the oil and it, you know, kind of takes all like the dead ends away and makes your hair look smooth and silky. It's very, very luxurious. The smell is amazing. And I mean, I can't talk more about how much I love the Saint Bar smell from Way. Guys, when I tell you, when I spray that on my body and I walk like into my elevator down the street to work, people are like, "What are you wearing? You smell amazing." And it's Way. It's the Saint Bar smell from Way. Guys, I can't rave more about how much I love the Saint Bar smell. I have it in the body cleanser, the hair and body mist, and in the body and hair scrub. So I'm just addicted to the smell. It just smells like a tropical vacation. Oh, it's so good. It's a little coconutty. I love it so much. And they also have shampoo and conditioner made to nourish every hair type and tackle exactly what your hair is lacking. So if you want volume, fine hair and conditioner will give you a lift without weighing you down. And if you're in between fine and thick hair, wash your way to a happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. That's kind of what I am. I feel like I'm kind of medium. My hair is on the thinner side, but I wouldn't classify it as like fine hair. So I use the medium shampoo and conditioner. It's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Their detox shampoo is so fabulous too. I use that after like when I came back from Italy. I felt like I wasn't using the right hair products because I had to bring a carry-on, so I couldn't bring all my fun stuff. So I had to use like the shampoo that was in the showers. And you know, Europeans, they don't understand shampoo and conditioner. I don't know why. And so my hair was just feeling so gross. And I used the detox shampoo when I got home. My hair is feeling lighter, healthier, less greasy, less like weighed down. So nice. Can't rave more about it. So wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code WATCH for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code WATCH.
Great vibes.
I also wanted to bring up that This is the first time she's performed Mary's song in 16 years. Is that crazy?
Holy shit, that is crazy. Wait, okay, so that is the talk of the
Yeah.
town. Her three song mashup, Mary's song, So High School, and Everything Has Changed. Oh my fucking God. Like, no, for real. Like, coming up
Yeah.
and here's my heart, take it away. Like, it's just fucking nuts. Like, what a
So
combo. She's crazy. She's on, I said she's
she's
on crack.
crazy.
She's on crack.
No, that she's
Crazy.
crazy for that. It was so cute, like the end where she was like combining everything and her little smile when she like gets to the 87, 89 part. Like everyone has been
Ugh.
waiting for that moment because, you know, obviously Travis's number is 87, so it's, you know, and the Mary song is such a beautiful love story. And it's funny because there's a clip of her talking about Mary's song, and she's like,
And she's a
oh,
kid.
the relationship is like just so high school, like so like young and romantic, and it stays that way for the rest of their lives, blah blah blah. And it's just so cute. So, you know, her and Travis have so many invisible strings, it's crazy. And Mary's song is one of those, and it was finally that moment. And I saw the most hilarious video of this girl. When Taylor's introducing the song, she's like, I haven't performed this song. Like, if you know the lyrics, like, you get a reward because, you know, I haven't done this one in a really long time. It's from my first album. And the girl's like, Marissa! She's like freaking the fuck out. She was right. She guessed it right. And it was hilarious. And yeah, I mean, what a combo or triple mashup of freaking songs. Everything Has
It was
Changed is so cute.
an absolute, like, just a triple threat. Like, it was just hit after hit after hit. So Mary's song, I didn't know this. I think I knew, well, I knew it from when we did our debut deep dive about the what Mary's song is about, how it's about her neighbors were a couple that they met, and and that she explains it in that clip that you were talking about a minute ago, and she's a lot younger. She's got the curly hair, you know, and she's like, I just know this couple who, you know, they are an old couple, but they still like flirt with each other and act. And that's what she said. It's like, it's so high school and whatever. And that's just so much how this relationship, Taylor and Travis, seems to us from the outside that it just, you're right. Like, the invisible string of 87 and 89 in itself is crazy, but just the context of the song and the story itself is amazing. The fact that she like literally said so high school, like as a descriptor for the song when she was like 16.
Crazy.
And now here we are. But when she started singing, it was like she sings the and the blink of a twinkle, or what is it? What is it?
Crinkling eye.
Blink of a crinkling eye,
Yeah.
yeah. Then goes into just the everything
Yeah.
has all I know. I Gia, the sob, the loud sob that left my throat. I'm in a hotel room, and like all these people that are around, like they can probably hear me. Like, they can hear me doing this podcast. I yelped like a dog. I just started sobbing. Like, I love that song. And it's just it they all fit so seamlessly together, and like just the story that it tells, and Travis being there, and it's
It's
like too
just
much for my
like
heart to handle.
so, it's
Like,
too much for my heart to handle, really, it
yeah,
is.
like my cold dead heart like can't deal with it.
Yeah,
Like, it's
every
just
time I'm like,
I can't process
love
it.
isn't real, like it's fake. It's not. Then freaking Taylor and Travis pop up with some cute ass thing, and I'm like, God damn it! Like, I guess it is real. Like,
No,
it's
it's like
so romantic.
she doesn't understand that, like, I have been very effective at this coping mechanism over time, which is that love isn't real. And like, she's just ruining it for me. It's like, girl, how can I'm gonna start like pining for love. Like, I'm too much of a guy.
She's gonna
I'm
turn you into
pining
a
over you.
hopeless romantic.
I tried it. I tried it. I had to give it up, and she's gonna suck me right back in. And it's like, she's so good at it. And she just like, oh, I love it. But I also like the surprise song mashups now even more after she said that she spends like all of her time thinking of them now because she knows how much she like love them. So it's just, you know, there are so many more concerts to come still, you know, not too many, but I think that these surprise songs, the mashups, the fun that we're having, like, you know, our guy Kevin on the YouTube said it best. Like, we have to cherish these moments, cherish this time, and just cross our fingers and hope for a live album one day of all the surprise songs. That would just be, or you know, a Spotify playlist, whatever. Incredible.
Anything.
But wait, so we can. I don't have anything else specifically on my list. I want to bring up. Do you have anything else on your list before I bring up Riggs?
I have two things, but let's talk about rigs first because these don't apply to. Oh, well, one thing. Actually, they saw the green the man jacket. Did you see that?
No.
Wait, I sent it to you. Yeah, no. I sent it to you on Twitter.
Wait, how did I miss it?
They apparently saw a green the man jacket.
Oh, I see. I see. Oh. Yeah. I like blew right past this.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? So I don't know if that means anything or what, like possible future outfit. But yeah, definitely clowning a little bit with that.
Clown. But here's the thing, Gia. I don't know which way to clown anymore when we see green.
Right, like, that's so true. Green is debut too.
Or does it mean debut? Mm-hmm. Right, like it's just no.
That's very true.
And then, what about orange? Like, does orange mean rep or does orange mean debut? Like, they all right. They kind of double. What if she just, like, puts them out at the same time? She's like, here they are. My name and my reputation. Here it is today, right now. I don't think so, but, like.
That would be crazy, but I don't think so. I feel like that would be too much to handle.
Agreed. Reputation would, like, no offense to debut, but reputation would outshine debut, yeah, unfortunately.
Totally.
I think that would be, it'd be too much. Debut deserves its own time.
Yeah. Wait, also, I just wanted to read this tweet that I sent you when I was saying about Cowboy Like Me, how I feel like it's their song. Someone sent me this tweet I sent you this tweet that said, the last time Taylor played Cowboy Like Me was Singapore Night 6, the day after their infamous garden date, the one that Taylor shared a photo of on her YouTube short and that Travis allegedly had as his wallpaper, which is so cute. So that's why I'm like, oh my God, like Cowboy Like Me, like is their song? Like that makes, you know, they just get me.
No, completely. And also too, like those are the things that you see. Like I saw when you sent that in my head, I was like, that could be a stretch connecting them, but because people were clowning, people were like, oh, what does this mean? Like that means that they're right. Either it's their song. People were saying that means they're engaged. They got engaged in Singapore. I said, get a grip. But also like, you know, you see those things and how else are we supposed to interpret it? Like it's too coincidental. Like,
yeah, you know totally. I mean?
Like, coincidences for them all to be coincidences.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
You know, it's what we do. But yeah, I think you're spot on with that. I think that's a soft spot song for them. I think that's like a sweet song they have together. And then, you know, like Blank Space is his obviously favorite and all that. But like, I'm sure some of the slower, sweeter songs.
Yeah. If we ever get to meet Travis like Riggs did, I would ask him if he loves Cowboy Like Me.
I would like to ask him what his favorites are from like Folklore and Evermore. Like that's what I want to know. Like Cowboy Like Me for sure. But I need to know like he can, we know he loves 1989. I want to know.
What are the deep cuts?
Slow songs. Yeah. What are the deep cuts for sure? Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about Riggs. We brought him up 5 times on the show now, or I keep bringing him up because I am so.
He's our coworker, by the way. If you guys don't know who Riggs is, yes.
Yes, Riggs is one of our coworkers. He does the Foreplay Pod with Trent and Frankie Brelli. He is like, you know, the king of the castle in the golf world. They do the Barcelona Classics. Like, you know, he's great. But, you know, he doesn't live in New York anymore. So he lives like, I think, I don't know, Scottsdale maybe?
Yeah, I think Scottsdale.
So we don't see him very often. And I'm friendly with Riggs, sure. Like, probably not enough to, he wouldn't like text me or anything, but I do. I can't believe that I log on to Twitter and I'm posting about the mashup, the triple threat mashup. And someone replies to my tweet and was like, Riggs is with Travis right now. And I said, what? And I thought I was like drunk or hot. I was like, am I drunk? Am I high? Like, what? And then I go to his fucking page and I see a group photo, him. And by the way, our girl Pilar, who works with us as well, is in the photo. And Travis Kelce's just with them in a box.
So said, crazy.
Fuck. No like message, anything like nothing. Not that I expected it really, but it was such a shock that I just could not believe. And in my head, I'm like,
he must have some connect, right?
Has to be. I need to hear the story. Like, yeah. I think I'm gonna have to like reach out to him and be like, what the fuck? Pilar told me she'd tell me about it too. So I'll probably hear
perfect.
From her too. So when I get back, I'll talk to her. But so I just can't believe that. How is he with her? Like, also, people were saying that he's a big Swiftie. And I'm like, how is it that we have Swifties in our midst and we don't know these things?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I don't know. Like,
this guy, do you know this guy on the far left next to Travis? Lurch.
Yeah, I know him too. Yes.
Yeah, he said that Travis kissed the lips of his t-shirt.
He has like a drawn photo of Taylor Swift. It's like burning
Yeah,
red, and it's like
I'll
weird.
include the photo.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, how are they hanging out
Yeah,
with
so
them?
clearly it was a fun casual hang if they're kissing each other's bellies.
And again, like a note to all of our coworkers, whether we keep in contact every day or not, if we've like, I don't even care if we've met or not. If you are gonna see Travis Kelce, or Taylor Swift, let us know. Let
Yeah.
us know so I can call you aggressively and get them on FaceTime. Like, we are running a business here. We need this man in the room. More people that we know have met Travis Kelce in the past 3 weeks than anybody else.
I
And it's
know.
fucked up. It needs to be us. It
I
needs
know.
to be us.
It needs to be
Taylor,
us.
we know that Taylor is obviously the number one goal, and like maybe that'll happen one day. We're manifesting forever. Like, probably not, but you never know. Travis feels more attainable by the day.
Travis feels more attainable, yeah, because he's a football
And we
player, you
gotta get
know,
his stuff.
Barstool Sports.
That's what I'm saying. And like, we won't be weird. Like,
Yeah.
Travis, we won't be weird. We
No,
won't
we'll
ask
be
weird questions.
so
We'll be
normal.
normal.
We
We'll
just
be
want to ask a few
cool.
questions about Cowboy Like Me and your favorite deep cuts, and then we'll leave you alone.
Exactly. We won't make you uncomfortable. We
Yeah.
won't like ask too personal questions. We swear. Stop hanging out with everybody else and just hang out with us.
Yeah,
That's
that's
really why I wanted
hilarious.
to bring this up. Like, I'm salty. I'm so salty
I
that
get
like
that.
everybody's hanging out with Travis. Oh man. So, but that's exciting. Still cool. Good for them. Whatever. Like they're all Swifties. Pilar, obviously, I love. She's great. She's a massive Swiftie. She's been to a lot of shows,
Yeah.
so I'm happy for her that she got to meet him. But Riggs and Lurch, I'm like, you two don't deserve this.
Lucky, lucky, lucky bastards.
Lucky bastards. Exactly. Well, all right. I'm trying to think if I have anything
Yeah,
else.
I
I think that's
think that's everything as of right now.
I think so too. I think so too. But okay, so next time you see us, we'll be back in studio together. That'll be
Yes.
fabulous.
And I've
And it's
really been on
actually,
my Swift Alert game also.
oh, I meant to ask you about that.
Yeah, I've really
How are you loving it? I love it so
love
much.
it. I've been doing terrible. Like
Sorry, tell me. Terrible. Oh no, I'm so bad.
actually terrible. I don't understand how people score like 100 points. Like they must be geniuses or
No, it's nuts.
future talent. Like it makes no sense.
I think people are starting to like monitor the patterns, because sometimes she has like patterns, or like you'll notice when she's not wearing one for a while, and it's like, whatever. But it's very hard. The surprise songs are the hardest thing. Like, how
Yeah.
could you ever guess? Like,
Surprise
it's
songs are the
just
hardest. I always get the Lover bodysuit wrong.
yeah,
And the
of course.
1989 outfits are fucking impossible to guess too.
So hard. There's too many options. She has too many choices. So, but yes,
Yeah,
it's
we
Swift
got
Alert is so fun. It is a really good
Zurich.
game.
Zurich is tomorrow or today when this comes out, and then
Yeah,
Wednesday.
yeah.
And then she's in Milan. And
Yep.
then in Gelsenkirchen.
Oh, Germany.
Yep, don't she's oh,
Start for
she's three
Switzerland.
nights in Gelsenkirchen.
Oh, Gelsenkirchen, go off.
Yeah, and then
Hey,
a
yeah,
bunch of Germany,
please.
Munich, Hamburg, and then that's when she goes to Warsaw. So
Perfect. Perfect.
she's still on that grind.
She's everything. She's everything. She never stops. She never stops. And Paramore's still with her? No.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Good for them too.
Paramore.
They're popping off. They're going great. Well, all right. So, make sure our next episode will be a call-in episode. So, if any thoughts, things you saw over the break.
Yes.
Funny tweets, whatever, anything that we didn't touch on from this big break, let us know. 347-450-0723, or message us. We always track our messages, and we
Yep.
always love to hear from you guys. So just go ahead, submit all that stuff. We will be back together finally after so long, and I'm just looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm
So we
looking
will
forward
see
to
you
having you
guys.
back.
Yes, me too. So we will see you guys on Thursday.
Love ya.